Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to In the Studio with Lennis on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. Okay, today's show is about poetry, which I'll be reading from my book, Are You Ready? It's the first time I've did this, so I'm going to be doing most of the hour reading poetry out of my book. Should be pretty good. It's first time. I hope it all goes well, and I thank you for joining us today on In the Studio. Well, as always, we talk about celebrity news, news of the weird, what the sports are, and then we go into our segment. So celebrity news wasn't too much to talk about, but I will say that there has been some deaths, so I'll mention that. Meshach Taylor, dead at 67 after his battle with cancer. Now, for you folks that don't know, he used to be on Designing Women, and poor thing, he died after a long battle with cancer. Taylor's family says he passed away at his home in California while surrounded by loved ones. Meshach Taylor is best known for his role as Anthony Bouvier on the popular late 80s show, and he was nominated for an Emmy in 1989. Meshach was also famously portrayed as a Hollywood Montrose in the 87 cult classic film Mannequin, and had a ton of roles on hit TV shows like Hannah Montana, The Drew Carey Show, Ned's Declassified, School Survival. He was even on CSI most recently before I guess he got real sick, CSI, the original series. So anyway, yeah. And then also we have Bobby Womack. Well-known R&B singer, he also died at age 70. Womack's sister said he passed away in his sleep. She says they don't know the cause of his death. Bobby struggled with multiple health problems throughout his life, including diabetes, pneumonia, colon cancer, and the early signs of Alzheimer's. Bobby and his brothers formed a group in the 60s called the Valentinos, and they recorded the song It's All Over Now before the Rolling Stones released their version, the group's first number one hit. Bobby also recorded the songs Across 110th Street and If You Think You're Lonely Now. In 2009, Bobby Womack was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, Survivor star Kalib Bankston, the railroad will pay for his funeral. He died in a freak train derailment on Tuesday, so he'll be buried this Thursday in Alabama. A rep for the company says the Alabama Warrior Railroad, where the derailment occurred, says it's been in contact with Bankston's family and has promised to cover all of the burial expenses. The 26-year-old train engineer was crushed between two rail cars when one of the cars unexpectedly jumped the tracks. The cause of the derailment is still under investigation. Well, it was the fifth year, y'all, of Michael Jackson's death. His devoted fans made their annual privilege to Forest Lawn pilgrimage to Forest Lawn Cemetery Wednesday to pay their respects on the fifth anniversary of his death. Many of the fans wore iconic MJ threads as they placed flowers and pics near his final resting place. The scene was decidedly more respectful than the sight of Conrad Murray thumbing his nose at the Jackson family. That's interesting. Conrad has a cow on the 5th year death anniversary. Dr. Conrad Murray mocked the 5th year of anniversary of Michael Jackson's death by popping into a convenience store for a bottle of milk. In case y'all don't remember, Michael's code word for propofol, the drug that killed him, was milk. Murray has commemorated June 25th in various ways, having his picture snapped in a tearful pose at MJ's mausoleum, or dancing at a wedding and various other hijinks. This is Murray's first Michael Jackson anniversary since being sprung from the L.A. County Jail. Okay. And Katie Couric's husband, suicide triggered by hormone therapy gone awry. The husband of Deal or No Deal showcase model Katie Couric, who committed suicide this Sunday, went on a download spiral after undergoing hormone replacement therapy for his libido. Stern shot himself in the head at a San Fernando Valley firing range. Sources said he was deeply depressed, largely over the meltdown of his family. Close friends of Andrew tell us 2 years ago he went to a Beverly Hills Health and Wellness Center because he was feeling lethargic and had a waning libido. We're told the center gave him a kit which included human growth hormones and testosterone. Both were interjectables. The friend said he started experiencing drastic mood swings and became extremely irritable. Andrew kept the regime up for a year but couldn't take it anymore and stopped cold turkey. We're told abruptly stopping such therapy is extremely dangerous, and in Andrew's case, it spiraled into a deep depression, which got much worse because his business failed and everything took a toll on his marriage. The friends tell us Andrew, who filed for divorce in April, went nuclear after seeing pictures of his wife in canes nuzzling up to Leo DiCaprio. Katie's reps say the pictures didn't have an impact on Andrew, but his friends scoffed and said it had a huge effect. One friend tells us he spoke with Andrew on the day before he killed himself. Andrew said he was having a tough day, but assured him he would be okay. Okay. If you remember years ago, the Manson family murders, well, Sharon Tate's sister, Manson family 30 years now, will be released over my dead body, she says. Charles Manson will not be glorified in porn, so vows the sister of Sharon Tate. Deborah Tate is incensed over the impending casting of Manson Family XXX, a porn parody of the twisted Manson family murder spree that rocked Los Angeles in 1969. Adult film director Will Ryder, whose credits include Not the Wizard of Oz, XXX, will cast Susan Atkins, Patricia Creek-Wingo, Leslie Van Houten, and Linda Casaban, Charles Tex Watson, and others. Manson is a central figure who has sex with all of them. Deborah Tate calls it the lowest of lows, vowing to sick her lawyers and producers if they dare use Sharon's name or likeness. Problem is, it's parody, so she's flat out of luck. Okay. Well, let's see. Also, there was something I saw about, Cat Williams. Let me report to you about that. You know, we just love to hear about Cat Williams, don't we? Well, comedian goes nuts and cops draw weapons. He just never ceases to fail us, does he? Cat Williams drew a gun on someone at the Comedy Store in West Hollywood Tuesday night, triggering a 9/11 emergency that ended with deputies racing to the scene with guns drawn. Eyewitnesses tell TMZ Cat was inside the club when a heckler started talking smack about the comedian's height and race. We are told Cat was not on stage. He was milling around. An eyewitness says he went crazy, threatening the heckler with a gun. At that point, someone called 911 reporting a man with a gun at the Comedy Store, and six cop cars raced to the Sunset Strip. Deputies pointed shotguns and beanbag guns at the club as they prepared for a confrontation. Turns out Cat Williams had already left. So far, no arrest warrants has been issued for Cat Williams. Cops tell us they're still investigating. Okay. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. I am a sleepy person. I am so sorry. Anyway, I've been busy today. And not that I'm being lazy, y'all. I was busy today doing domestic technician work. So anyway, I'm just a little sleepy now. Okay, well, that's all I have for entertainment news. So let's move on. There's no news of the weird. So let's move on to sports scores. Well, let's go to Major League Baseball. ARI, I don't know who that is, in Pittsburgh. ARI 1, Pittsburgh 5. It's the top of the ninth. Bottom of the eighth, you got the New York Mets with 1, Atlanta 3. Ending of the eighth, we got Philadelphia with 0 and Miami 5. Texas has been delayed for some reason. I don't know why. It's Texas 4 and Baltimore 6. In the bottom of the seventh, we've got LAA 1 and Chicago and CHW 2. Bottom of the seventh, we got Chicago 9 and Boston 5. Good game. Final scores, Milwaukee 4, Toronto 7. Another final score, Tampa Bay 6, New York Yankees 3. Oakland 3, Detroit 9, Kansas City 4, Minnesota zip. Seattle Mariners 5, Houston 2, Cleveland 5, LAD 4, and Cincinnati, Cincinnati and SD, I think of San Diego is 3, Colorado 3, and Washington 4. At 10:15 p.m. is Steelers and San Francisco. Okay, and on soccer, we've got Argentina 1 and Switzerland 0. Final game, Belgium 2 and ANT, I'm not for sure, that might be, Argentina, the next round. No, I'm sorry. Belgium 2 and USA 1. We lost to Belgium. Okay, so that's our soccer scores. Now for the WNBA, we have Indiana, final score 80, Washington 77. First quarter, we've got Chicago 0 and Phoenix 1. All right, let's see what's going on in women's tennis. Well, we've got S. Halep 6 and Lisicki 4. That was the final. And the second one is Bouchard 6 and Kerber 4. And those are your ESPN scores. Okay. Well, let's take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. And you know what? I'm going to start reading some poetry to you. Okay, so I'm going to lift y'all spirits up. Let's get in the groove a little bit, okay? Yeah, it's summertime. Hey, got to feel good. Well, welcome back, everyone, to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and your moderator is Miss Nina. Okay, so today's show, I am going to be reading poems out of my book, Are You, capital Y-O-U, Ready? Now, there's seven chapters. I'm going to read excerpts from each chapter, and just to give you a heads up, first chapter is Are You Ready? Number two chapter is Are You Certain? Number three chapter, Are You Confident? Number four, Are You Reliable? Number five, Are You Trustworthy? Number six, Are You Secure? And number seven, the final chapter, Yes, I'm Ready. Okay. So with that, let's begin. So the first chapter is Are You Ready? And I will read a few excerpts from the first chapter. The title of this poem is Life. Now, this is a profound word. We come into this life with nothing except a body and a soul. Yet we exist like we have and know everything. Life comes and life goes, so it's been told. Shouldn't we behold the wonder of it all? How many times do we play games in life because we think we are right? Who has the right to give or take a life? Choices, decision, matters of facts. I got your back. Just don't turn around. Life, they say, is what you make it. I say, make it for yourself. You can only die once. Soul is less than an ounce. Time to bounce. The past. We all know the past doesn't last. Bygone times, yesterday, just a contrast to a forecast. History or his story, hallucinatory. Olden times when less was a lot, now more is not enough. Don't mean diddly squat if all you have is a snapshot. Ancient times they understood what could be. They would speak and write without a technique. Memories, remembrances, and recollections. At times I miss the past generations. The past may be gone, but we can restore. What was obsolete is now complete. Think about it, the past. The present, the now generation, is just an imitation of what is to come. Bubblegum, yum, yum, they will succumb. Immediate, at this point, at this time, today. In this day and age, we camouflage the fuselage of truth. To the so-called Generation X, people we must salute and repute. We created these substitutes. The present is now and how. Spellbound all around. Paramount that we stand in account. The future. Well, what is it to come? Welcome all or some. In the near future, we must ensure the greatness of civilization. No hesitation. Investment in the temperature of the insecure and mature. Destiny awaits our coming. Drawstrings to our upswing means everything. It has been predicted and foreseen. We are outlined to be the top of the line in anything our minds and hearts design. Welcome to the future of humankind. Revolution. We are an evolution revolution waiting to happen. Can we see we're evolving, but by what solution? Revolution of medicine. There are cures for everything, yet we remain the same, as though incurable is the blame. Revolution of relationships. Women can stand alone. Now men are all alone. Together we stand, divided we fall. We are as one or not at all. Revolution of generations. Smart, clever, calculating, adjusting. They ask why. What is your reply? Revolution of technology. Used to be theology. Now we can admit, exist, and resist. Hope we don't create our own demise until we rise. Revolution of being. Yes, we have many means. At last, so sad. Evolution, revolution. We should be very glad. And my last one, well, let's see. We're still in we're still in the chapter of Are You Sure? Let's talk about sex. And Are You Sure? It is one of the most loving experiences you can enjoy. With this comes understanding and responsibility. Sex can be sacred or sacrilegious, profane, profound. Yet we all experience it as one. Sex is a biological imperative, not some unknown narrative. There is nothing ignoble or unholy about having sex. Our minds and culture have changed God's truth regarding sex. Biological imperative is not to create more life, but to experience more life. We are as one. Families, grandparents, parents, siblings, aunts, uncles, extended family, aren't we all one? We count as all for one, not some. What is step? Step to what? In-laws to what directory? What directive by law? Is there some law for these folks on a dichotomy to present them as a joke? Collective consciousness states there is no separation. Family is anyone that receives and gives love. Totally and unconditionally. We laugh together. We cry together. We rejoice together to make it all better. As we read this, we are all family. I don't know you. You don't know me. As a human being, we are all attached one way or another. Thank you for being my family. Okay, now the next chapter is Are You Certain? This poem is titled Illusions. Well, I learned my lesson, never to repeat it again. This is my value system. Oops, there it is again. Damn. Illusions. You did what to who or whom? Was there anyone in the room? Did God see you? Illusions. I know my shit don't stink. Of course, this is moment to moment what I think. Illusions. Hell yes, I can judge you. The pen is mightier than the sword. At least that's what I was told. Illusions. In the midst of understanding, I proclaim I know nothing, but I do exist to resist. To elude my true self, illusions. The title of this poem is Contradictions. Right or wrong, yes or no, needs and wants. Hell, I don't know. Contradictions, black or white, religion or faith, adults or children. Hell, I don't know. Contradictions, good or bad, nothing than everything? Rich or poor? Hell, I don't know. Contradictions. Belief or discontent? Age or wrinkles? Dark or light? Good morning or good night? Hell, I don't know. Contradictions. Who are you? I can be anything you want me to be, but you will always be yourself. Forevermore, I am right. There is no wrong. Everything is for the good. Can you make that move? Contradictions. Time. Time to wake up. You're late. There is no debate. Time to watch. Time to touch. Time to make ends meet. Time to balance. Or is it just another chance? What is time? There is no beginning or ending. It goes on and on. Life is never ending. Love song. Time for me. I have needs, yet there are no wants or needs. Leave me time where it does not matter whom or what I please. Time is constant, always changing, here and now, this very moment. There is no right or wrong. You can't change that which you do not accept. Acceptance, proclamation, and demonstration. It just is time. Okay. Now the next chapter is, are you confident? Well, let's talk about emotions. This poem is emotions. There are five natural emotions: grief, anger, envy, fear, and love. Grief allows you to say goodbye, edify your love that is nearby. Anger repressed becomes rage. Why do you place yourself in a cage? Envy becomes jealousy. People, wars, and nations have fallen. Rerun, rerun, and rerun. Fear is a natural emotion from breastbone to backbone. Fear that is continually repressed becomes panic. Love is a natural emotion. Love without limitation or condition. Inhibition or embarrassment requires nothing. Love that is conditioned, limited, warped by rules and regulations, rituals, restrictions, control, manipulated, and withheld is unnatural. Love repressed becomes possessiveness. Arrogance. Excuse me? Are you speaking to me? I didn't think so. I'm the world, power, money. You are whom? I must be dreaming to think you're not beneath me, although I'm trying to see me. Social decision, class, and money, at times we even look funny. Are all liars arrogant? Is arrogance a lie? Society sees itself as separate. Did someone say world order? Arrogance. What a romance. Arrogance. Intuition, feel a little strange, something been rearranged, go there. Don't you feel or see what I do? Do you believe? Perfect, of course, I am. Is there a reason I shouldn't or couldn't? Mind you, you can throw a dog a bone. You don't have to watch him eat it, okay? Hello. Someone is always commenting on watch yourself, fruition or intuition. Okay, here's a good one. Liars. Damn, you lie like carpet on a non-wood floor. Ambassador to the underscore. Why do you lie? I don't need you on my side, you unqualified pesticide. Becoming defensive, are we? Try brushing up on your technique. Before you, there was me, playing hide and seek on your cheap seat. Stop frowning because I'm clowning. You brought it on yourself, trying to disrespect, liar. Stop being a sneak and a freak. Learn to be a wheeler instead of a double dealer. Okay. Jealousy. Damn, I look good. Don't hate. Congratulate. Aren't we something? We can be anything or anyone we want to be. Yet we become jealous of high school degree or GED, graduation from college, BA, MA, or PhD, having a boyfriend, husband, children, grandchildren, a home, condo, vacation place, career, money. Jealousy is a mock fantasy. Reach and teach. Don't get beat by your mind. Open it wide. Look inside, not just outside. There's nothing in your being saying can't. Your choice was to look back and become jealous. Anger. Excuse me. Damn Skippy, I'm angry. Not to be understood with a little perturbed. Hell of a verb. I'm angry at my life. Shit, I thought I was right. I'm angered at my loved ones. Who can hurt you the most? Yet we clown each other and give a toast. I'm angry at freedom. Are we all free or just dumb? I'm angered at what is supposed to be mine. Property, don't you know? Now that's one heck of a show. Possessions. Now this really gets you angry because it doesn't matter what is yours. We come into this world with nothing and we leave this world with nothing. So why do we become so angry in between these times? Cry. We cry because we are laughing. Laughing to keep from crying. We cry when our emotions hurt so bad sometimes tears won't come. We cry when a child is born. Birthing a child will make you cry. Contact tears will make you think twice. Change eye color, but not the person. Crying, grieving, natural emotions. Instead of goodbye, say good morning. Cry, crying, cried. Get over it already. Rape. First thought, rape of a woman or a man. Second thought, justice or unjustified. Our land, minerals, water, and boundaries. Fourth thought, rape of our culture, roots, families, and generations. Fifth thought of rape, our planet, air pollution, toxic waste, and climate changes. Sixth thought of rape, what you take, can you give it back? Rape, R, ready, A, able, P, prevent, E, end. Rape can take, but never keep. It was not anyone's to begin with. Only God can create what we all take, mind, body, soul, pain. Damage is a subjective reaction, not an objective phenomenon. Nothing is painful, which you understand is not for real. Okay, and one more out of this chapter, inspiration. Inspiration to see completeness, a child blossom to the flower of open enlightenment. Inspiration to understand there is no death, just continual growth. Inspiration to bring technology, yet understanding the human psychology. Inspiration of knowing, never doubting. Inspiration of all is love. You receive what you ask for. Inspiration of God is total and unconditional. Inspiration of what you give, you always receive in abundance. Okay, and the next chapter is, are you reliable? Friends, a true friend will stick by you through thick and thin. My psychology is always expect the unexpected, then you are not surprised by their behavior or actions. Love the person, not the behavior. Love the behavior, but not the person. Talk on the phone all night, laugh all night, spend the night, show you right. True friend will put their life on the line for you. Say that. Are you on crack? Friendships have no beginnings or endings, just remembering. Friendship is to have and to hold, not control. Think about love. Parents seeing the quality, not quantity, in their child or children. Siblings understanding the value of unconditional love of each other. Friends touched by the mind and heart, soul and spirit of your love. Love never hurts, just understanding what agape love truly is. Companionships, relationships, marriage, live-ins, is this not love or fronting your feelings? Love is truth, how you're living. Think about it. Be true to yourself, and love will be true to you. Without love in the world, there is no us. Think about that thought for a moment, then say amen. All right, listen. Attention, attention, attention. Yes, I'm talking to you. Hear me out. Say that so I know what you're about. The mind hears so many voices and thoughts. By the way, where are your whereabouts? People say, I'm trying to tell you something. Take me under your wings to be a plaything disguised as a heartstring. Tune in and obey. It's okay. Your mind is my driveway. Listening is a skill, not to be confused with your will. Attention, attention, attention. Do you hear what I hear? Mirror. Okay, patience. Patience, my ass. That shit ain't gonna last. All good things come to those who wait. Moving too fast and talking trash. I need power, money, houses, cars, and a good piece of ass. Patience is for the generic crowd. It's time to be loud. Turn around, damn, I'm bound, looking like a groundhog. Coming up for air, time out, 1, 2, 3. Okay, okay, okay. I see what I should be with just patience. Transient, transpire, patience. Quintus. We come into this life with no memory of the past. Yet when we die, the consequences of our life unfold before our very eyes. Peace, be still, the choir sings out. Family and friends cry aloud. Agape love is why we are here. Why then are we baffled by toils and snares? Life is beautiful. There is no separation between earth, wind, fire, and water. We serve consequences. The elements know. Let us begin to think. Music is everywhere. Hear the harmonies. Feel the rainbow of colors. Sunshine and rain, cause and effect, short term or long term, are yours for the asking. Consequences affect all of us. I love you. The choice is yours. Do you go or do you stay? And understand this, no matter is inconsequential. There is consequence to everything. The consequence is who and what you are. Okay, and the next chapter is, are you trustworthy? And before I go into that, let me make an announcement. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, so just head right on in if you don't want to call in on the show. Okay, now the next chapter is, are you trustworthy? This is a good one. Secrets, are they classified? Somewhere there is a lie. Quatrains to the underline, arcane and sane. We are simulated camouflage society, standing with notoriety. Expose the unknown and you stand alone. Backbone becomes a headstone. How do you conceal with confidence the pretense of evidence with common sense? I guess it is intrinsic that we are ambiguous to the breakthroughs with residues. Come on, people. Concealment is just another ornament to the advent of a serious document, secrets. Who do you believe? Politics. Are all fishermen liars or do only liars fish? Believe me, trust me, approve of me. Tell me who or whom. Two sides to every story, but only one shares the glory. Several parties to choose from, cultures, governments, foreign and domestic. Who do you believe? Money talks and bullshit walks makes you think. Who is really in control? Gold, silver, platinum, chemical factories, military, medical, inventions, weapons. Is voting significant or a pass to pedal? What is the millennium society? Politics. Powers. Are you ready for this? Neophytes, Jason Society, Holy Grail, the Trilateral Commission, Rockefellers, Black Nobility, Bilderberg Group, Majestic 12. Believe in a leader totally and unconditionally and you will lose. Your ability to recognize that you've been deceived. Finally, New World Order. Okay, this is another good one, divine dichotomy. Divine dichotomy holds that it's possible for two apparently contradictory truths to exist simultaneously in the same place. People find this difficult to accept, but in reality, it is a simple concept. We like to have order, not a border of disorder. So now the picture is automatically rejected. The seed is now a weed. When two realities begin to assert themselves and they seem to contradict one another, the immediate assumption is that one of them must be wrong. A great deal of maturity to see and accept that, in fact, they might both be true. Ghetto. There are all kinds of ghettos, world, power, country, cities, mind, body, and soul. Participation requires 50-50. Truth and knowing is understood if you're from the hood. Requirements are, and your point is, tell it like it is. Hold me back so I don't attack or overreact. Wars and poverty dictate, you got my back? It is better to give than receive. Waiting. Don't limit my awareness. Your version could be my excursion, retention to a new ghetto. And the last one for this chapter, oh, I need a job. I need a job with benefits, if you please. Give me a chance, please, to be at ease. To provide for myself, family, and other needs. Figurehead I am, not some low head. I need a job with benefits, if you please. Give me a chance, please, to be at ease. Politics states plenty of jobs. Then why do you ascertain I can't maintain or stake a claim? I need a job with benefits, if you please. Give me a chance, please, to be at ease. Tell me, is it my gender, race, religion, or creed? God knows I have needs. See me as you please. Check out my credentials, BA, MA, PhD. I need a job with benefits, if you please. Give me a chance, please, to be at ease. I've worked hard for my accomplishments to represent documents. Who am I, you ask? I am you without the mask. I need a job with benefits, if you please. Give me a chance, please, to be at ease. Hired. Thank you. And one more. Forgiving. You hurt my feelings. Are you forgiving? You hurt me physically. Are you forgiving? You hurt my honor and pride. Are you forgiving? You killed my child and parents. Are you forgiving? You stole my valuables only to me. Are you forgiving? You gossiped about me. Are you forgiving? I lost my job, home, and family. Are you forgiving? Who are you to call judgment? God always forgives anything. Now, who has the power to forgive? We all do. Victims. I am a victim of color. Why not of sexual gender? I was born a female. Color came later. I wasn't born out of a blender. I'm a victim of social justice. Or is it just us? I'm a victim of relationships, not a product of someone's vision. I'm a victim of monetary benefits, not some pushpin you can trade in. I'm a victim of not enough love, yet my eyes still look above. I'm a victim by choice. No inventory, just territory. Psychic powers. First and foremost, there's no such thing as time. Rules of psychic phenomenon is, number one, all power is energy. Number two, all things are in motion. And number three, all time is now. Psychics are folks who have opened themselves to experience this phenomenon. Produce vibrations, sometimes form as pictures. As our souls are maturing, sometimes a thought formed as a word to be indefinitely heard. Intuition is the ear of the soul. The true psychic will not stop to interpret, just blurt out what that energy feels like. That's how a psychic can tell you what you're thinking. Again, there's no such thing as time. That's how a psychic can tell you the past. Tomorrow does not exist. Psychics see or feel the picture of tomorrow as if happening right now, which is how psychics tell the future. Okay. Well, we're moving on, so let's get to, are you secure? And the title of this is Teachers. Was somebody going to say something? Okay. It's teachers. Teach me to walk. Teach me to talk. Teachers. Teach me to learn so I can earn. Teachers. Teach me to save so I can behave. Teachers. Teach me life so I'll be all right. teachers. Teach me to love, to always look above. Teachers, teach me to teach so I can preach. Higher ground is where I want to be. Teachers, you teach what you have to learn. Teachers. Well, gender differences. Women ruled for centuries. Men were companions and consorts. Men invented the devil to create fear in women, anger, jealousy, and wrath. Males created these religious myths. Now it becomes a reality in our society. We are as one always. There is no separation from us to God, not now or ever will be. So now I ask you, what are the gender differences? I hope that you all are enjoying this. Prayers. Thought control is the highest form of prayer. This is not a dare. Think of only good things and righteousness. This is not tenuous or strenuous. Don't emphasize the negativity, but capture the creativity. At times when items in your life look bleak, especially in those moments, see only perfection and protection. Express only gratefulness for what may come next. Imagine what manifestation of perfect you choose next. In this axiom is found tranquility. In this process is found peace. In this knowing is found joy. Thank you, God. Our prayers are answered before the prayer is offered. Marriage. No limits are true vows. Marriage is an institution, so we say aloud. For a woman, it guarantees her survival and support. For a man, the availability of sex and companionship. Now we have a contract of social convention. Nothing new has been invented. I want this and that. You want your hat. Who you are is love. Well, now you've given up the very nature of your being in trade for security. This is our duty? Celebration and reunions. To yesterday's companionships and tomorrow's reunion. Celebrate the existence of God's love. Behold and believe agape, love fulfillment. Celebrate the birth of faith, no fear and no guilt. Forgive yourself as God has forgiven you. Celebrate family, friends, this planet. There are no wants or needs. God is always there to please. Reunion of mind, body, and spirit. Tell me, why is this so hard when we have a trinity of love? Reunion with our loved ones who believe they could fly. We all have wings once we spread them and believe. Not only do we fly, God and the angels are by our side to enhance the trip of a lifetime. We celebrate life, joys, and downs because we walk by faith, not sight. To yesterday's companionships and tomorrow's reunions. Oceans of love. Look out at the waves and peace of love that man can never touch. You ride, swim, fish, and boat, yet it shall always exist. It goes out to say good morning and fill all of my elements, and it comes back at night saying good evening. I am full. Are you? So much endless beauty, creatures to behold and let go, only to spend another day to justify their existence. The ocean loves us with joys, sunrises, sunset, nourishment, work, and love. All we have to do is behold its greatness with respect. No one knows the true width or depth, only that it exists to provide a need for all living creatures. There has never been a time on this planet that water didn't exist. If this was so, where is the list? The ocean captures all elements of power, good and bad, yet it shows love can go on forever, no matter what the challenge is. Take time to look at the waves moving against the boats, the rocks, humans, and sea creature. A story is being told. We just have to listen to the oceans of love. All right. Okay, quick suicide. Our society is built on a paradox. Glorify what you are today, yet do not condemn what you were yesterday, nor produce what you could become, nor preclude what you could become tomorrow. Understand that right and wrong are figments of your imagination, and that's okay and not okay are merely announcements of your latest preferences and imaginings. If a doctor assists you in suicide, it is called manslaughter. If a tobacco company does it, it's called commerce. So we corrupt our systems by smoking cigarettes, eating the wrong food, breathing polluted air, drinking alcohol, drugs. Your final answer is it takes a longer time for these things to kill us. Now we have committed suicide with impunity. Think about it, people. We are all love. Suicides. Birthday. Well, happy birthday to one and all. Whether young or old, I shall make no comment regarding your handicap stall decal. You never get old. You just get better and better. Remember, you can't have youth and experience at the same time. You have to go through it to get to it. For you folks, men and women that went to nip, tuck, suck it out, turn it around, just remember what goes around comes back around. Be who you are, enjoy your birthdays, and celebrate. Lots of folks not here to enjoy this precious moment. We are who we are regardless. Make it as you see it. Remember, love is blind. Keep those shades handy. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Thank you, God, for birthdays. Rich. Rich is a state of mind. Rich is a billionaire. Rich is who do you trust? Rich is love from above. Rich is money. Can't be true friends. Comprehend this. You won't offend. Rich is a child being born. Rich is marriage of a lifetime. Rich is family, totally and unconditionally. Rich is jewelry, gold, silver, platinum. Even this doesn't last. Better buy fast. Rich is knowing that you are poor, and the poor are knowing that they are right. Think about that for a moment. Okay. Oh, this is for all my people in the airline. Airline passengers, final destination. I have to read this. I retired from the Port of Seattle, so this is for my coworkers and the traveling people, the public. Airline passengers, final destination. Excuse me. Can you help me, please? I have no idea of my needs. Where are you going? To a city? Any idea, business, resident pleasure, or are you being silly? I've been walking back and forth to no degree. Can you help me, please? Ground transportation is what you need. Travel options, time, money, distance, how many traveling? You expect me to unravel? I barely can travel. I have to make my connections. I left with a plan. Damn, excuse me, can you help me please?
when I got off the plane, I believe I was saying, you know, when thin air, you know what thin air does to the mind. Excuse me, can you help me, please? Okay, that's the end of that. Okay, and the last one in this chapter is eloquence. Got the gift to gab, not to blab. My smoothness is the coolness. My oratory is territory. My fluency is facility. Elegance with balance. Who am I? Passion, grandeur, nobility, dignified with dignity, thought-provoking, I have everything. Majestic is the game, and eloquence is my fame. And the last chapter is, yes, I'm ready. Okay, now remember my book is Are You Ready? So the last chapter is, yes, I am ready. So I'll do just a few, and then we'll take it on home. Courage. Courage, stand up for what you believe to be right. You can do this. Courage to believe in change when there's a lot to blame. You can do this. Courage to hold on when all is gone. You can do this. Courage to believe by faith, not sight, that everything, no matter what, will turn out all right. You can do this. Relationships, real simple. What hurts one is ignored by the many. What benefits the few is denied the many. I'll read it again so you'll understand it. Relationship, what hurts one is ignored by the many. What benefits the few is denied the many. Okay. Woman, yes, I'm ready. Woman, she is the epitaph of selfless love in all ways. She is the victory of any walkway. Her skills are numerous. She is the gateway to a glass house. She is the recorder of human correspondence, so much evidence to her providence. She is the scripture to a man's love. All blessings come from above. She is the tribunal in families, the chess game of finesse. She is the book yet to be finished, reconciled to her domicile. Woman to woman, she is the window of spontaneous profane who remains in name woman. Man, yes, I got to be fair, man. Why is there prejudice when it is only just us? Could it be we are misunderstood from fatherhood? God gave us life. All we have to do is act right. Our most beautiful gift is a woman, yet at times we are only select man. Submission is a sign of weakness expressed as an abscess. Our precept is to command, not to be on demand. Concealment of communication is what created nations. Action, then obedience is a man. Stain to obtain what remains. I am mankind. Unwind, rewind, and define. All right. No place like home. Seeing different people and places from disgrace to embrace. Home is where the heart is. Memorize and fictionalize. Grown adult and moving. Don't let that door hit you with that back swing. Confuse, misused, and not understood. Too many falsehoods from my childhood. I'm coming home where I belong. in the mind where there is no time. Got my shoes clicking two by two. It's me and you, mind, body, and soul. There is no place like home. And my final poem for the evening from my book, Are You Ready, is peace. There is no understanding without peace. There is no communication without peace. There is no love without peace. There is no relationship without peace. There is no spirituality without peace. There is no generations without peace. Governments cannot operate safely without peace. Countries, cities, communities can't give to their people without peace. The planet Earth that we live on as a whole cannot sustain our living without peace. Why is this so hard? Peace. Well, I hope that y'all enjoyed the show tonight. I enjoyed reading from my book, Are You Ready? I enjoyed it, and I hope that everybody got something out of the poetry. I hope you understood it. I hope it enlightened you, empowered you, and I hope that sharing the love of my poems with you that maybe helped you feel a little bit good. So anyway, now I'm going to give the lineup right quick for the following week of shows. So Filmcology coming up tomorrow at 6 p.m. is Brenda's show, and it's about Baby Boom, and I believe I got Brenda on the line with me. Brenda, go ahead. It's about Baby Boom, and what's the other movie?
The other movie is What's Up, Doc? Romantic comedy,
yeah.
Basically based on the same sort of premise. Chaos meets straight lace. It's funny.
All right. And Friday we have Friday Traffic Jams with me at 5 o'clock from 5 to 6. And it's a surprise this week. So I'm not telling you. You'll just have to wait till Friday and see. Saturday is Time to Love with Miss Lydia at 2 o'clock Pacific Time. And Lydia's show is about this Saturday, Nina, Brenda.
Spiritual homeostasis.
Thank you. I couldn't remember the word.
Yeah.
You go, Brenda. You got the word down pat. I'd have still been in spiritual. Okay.
No, because it's a term used in anatomy and physiology. You know, me and science.
Okay. Okay. So remember, Time and Love, Saturday at 2. And then Sunday is Psychic Readings with Linus at 3 p.m., and we were quite busy last Sunday, so I'm going to tell you to call in early so we can get to your question. And remember, it's one question per caller. If it's not that many people, like two or three people, then I'll extend your questions. But if it's a lot of people waiting, I have to be fair to the other callers, y'all. So one question per caller. And still, every ninth caller, you get a free reading for 1 hour with me, which is a $60 value you'll get for free, the ninth caller. And if you want an in-depth reading, go to theessenceofsuccess.com, click on intuitive reading, and you got me. Okay, Monday, L&B Empowerment, Nina, Lydia, and Brenda, and the show is about Monday.
It's mental health, bringing mental health to life. To light, and the whole week is actually going to be a mental health week. We need to discuss this. It needs to be brought out in the open, and I'm sure Brenda more than agrees with me on this.
Yes, absolutely. We all need this because good mental health helps the whole community.
Okay. And then Tuesday, and that's at 7 p.m., folks, on Monday, L&B Empowerment at 7. Tuesday, we have Bring Your Own Brilliance with Brenda at 6 p.m., and Brenda's show is about?
It's the brilliance of seeking assistance, seeking help. We're going to talk about the mental health stigma and how to seek help and, you know, all the benefits of it. Yeah. in keeping with our Mental Health Week here on the Essence of Success Radio Network.
Okay, very good. And I will be following suit in the studio next week. We're going to be talking about mental health and relationships. In marriages or people that have been dating for a long time or engaged, do you see the red flags or notice them in your relationships? And if you do, what do you do about them? So that'll be my mental health show. Okay, so
great.
Thank you all.
That's a good one.
Lennis, I just want to say something before you say goodbye to everyone. This was a
really
great show. I loved your poetry, and I'm sure everybody that's listening does as well. It was very enlightening, and I really, really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you. Thank
you.
It
was
very
a really
much.
Nice discourse. Really nice discourse. It was like, you know, we had the little, the happy birthday was really cute, and the suicide was, well, yeah. I mean, you got to read that one next week.
Yes.
But, yeah. Yeah, they were great.
Well, you know, Brenda, when I was writing and I tried to cover all subject matters, because, you know, a lot of them, of course, I didn't read, but I tried to cover as much subject matter as possible that we deal with every day and how it affects me and how I feel about it, you know. So I'm glad that you all enjoyed it. Thank you. It makes me feel real good. Anyway, tomorrow, tune in for Brenda's show at 6 p.m., Field Oncology. I better see you guys
and
there because
be
I'm
going to
be in the chat room with Nina. So I'll be checking names and taking numbers.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, tomorrow, the movies. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, thanks for reminding me. I'll be there.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us today on In the Studio with Lennis on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And we will see you tomorrow at 7 p.m. on Film College.
Good night,
Nina. Good night, Brenda. Remember, a hug and a smile goes a long way.